Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again for our regular China America Radio listeners. You know that over the past couple of years, we've visited the Fancy Food Show and some other food events that are happening in our neighborhood. And the Fancy Food Show for New York City was held just a couple of weeks back. And we once again took our China America microphones around to some of the vendors with some products and some services and met some interesting people that we'd like to share with our China America listeners. So let's take our microphone and head out onto the floor right now.
Our guest this time is Sarah Chalice, and she has this company, which has got a really weird name, called I Heart Quinoa. And, of course, we know what quinoa is, but she spells it differently. So I will let Sarah explain what is I Heart Quinoa.
So I Heart Quinoa is really about making quinoa snackable. So quinoa is an amazing superfood. It's so healthy for us. But you've got to cook it and figure out a way to get it into your diet. And so what we're trying to do is take something that's so healthy for you and make it taste really great and make it really easy to work into your diet by making it ready to eat straight out of the bag.
A couple of years ago, about everything in the world found out about quinoa, and it started becoming an ingredient in just about 10 million different foods. Has the supply of quinoa increased since those days?
Yes, definitely. A few years ago, you're right. It was actually very hard for us to get quinoa. But now, worldwide production has expanded greatly. We bring our quinoa in from Bolivia. So, Bolivian production has expanded, but also Peruvian, also a lot of other South American countries, Ecuador. So there's a lot of additional sources of quinoa. Canada. So, it's great for, the people in the world because they have more access to such a healthy food, and also good for us just because we know that it's we're always going to be able to buy quinoa now for our product.
Give us the short version of the nutrient benefits of quinoa.
So quinoa is really special because it's a complete protein. So it's the same kind of protein you would find in meat or dairy, but it's in a seed. And being a complete protein means that it has all 9 amino acids that your body does not produce itself, and you need those amino acids for building muscle. So, you would have to eat, for example, beans and rice together to get that same complete protein profile that comes in quinoa. So that's the main reason why it's special. But it's also full of tons of vitamins, nutrients, magnesium, iron. It's an all-around superfood, but really being a complete protein is what makes it really special.
Now, the Fancy Food Show, you've introduced a new line of products. But first, what did you have previously?
Yeah, so we started with a quinoa cluster. It's kind of like a crunchy granola bite made from quinoa. It comes in little squares so that it's easy to kind of grab it straight out of the bag, doesn't fall down your shirt like a granola. And it's really meant to be eaten as an afternoon snack. Anytime you would eat a bar, for example, it's a nice alternative. Really great flavor profiles like chocolate sea salt or cranberry cashew. Just kind of great for sitting at your desk and having a snack or eating on the go, great for your car, that kind of thing.
Now, the new product are quinoa puffs. What's the science behind that?
Yeah, those are quite delicious, I have to admit. I am addicted. So that's basically like a cheese puff, the kind that, you grew up with, but a much healthier version. So here we take quinoa flour. So we're basically taking the quinoa seed and milling it, and so you're getting all the same protein profile because it's milled with the husk. And turning it into a quinoa puff so that it's, like a little ball ready to eat straight out of the bag. And again, really nice flavor profiles, except instead of sweet, the clusters were sweet, now the puffs are savory. So these are flavors like aged cheddar and sea salt truffle and herbe de Provence, really nice flavor profiles.
And I must confess to you, I cheated and had an entire bag of the sweet chili at one sitting. It wasn't hard to do at all.
And no, it's been known to happen on quite a few occasions. That's good.
Tell us about your company a little bit. When did you start? Where do you make these wonderful quinoa snacks?
So we started about 3 years ago selling products. It's just myself and a friend from school that you know, he's really a foodie, and he's very visionary, great at thinking about products, ideas, and innovating, and just kind of tinkered in his kitchen. And we started selling at farmers markets, and then sort of, you know, formalized the process and had somebody help us start manufacturing it so that we weren't in the kitchen all the time. And then got some professional packaging and started taking it to retail stores. And so, you know, it's kind of gone from zero to about 3,500 retail stores over the last 3 years.
How can they find a store, and how can they find out more about the products in general?
So our website would be the best place to start, www.iheartquinoa.com. There you can read about all of our different products, the different flavors, a little bit more about how the company got started, and my partner and myself. And there's also a little tab you can click on that has a map, and you can put in your zip code, and it will tell you what stores around you carry the product. It's also available online, so on Amazon.com would be a great place to purchase any of them, or on our website, of course.
And you have spelled quinoa your own way.
Right, yes, K-E-E-N-W-A-H, so phonetically. And that's really, you know, sort of reflects what we're trying to do with quinoa, you know, make it easy to say, make it easy to eat, make it very accessible and fun.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a great fancy food show, the results thereof, and looks like you're on the way. I'm going to stock up at least on the sweet chili because, you know, I don't want to tamper with perfection, but the other flavors look pretty good too.
Thanks so much.
Our guest this time is Sharon Tracy, and Sharon has got, well, we've all heard of cupcakes, but now we have cake in a cup. So Sharon, tell us a little bit about your business and what is a cup full of cake.
Hi, we actually make a warm Belgium chocolate souffle cake that you make in under 2 minutes in its own cup. It's so warm, it's so delicious, and it's so fast.
Well, now, you know, souffle is one of those things that's sort of problematic when you go to a restaurant. Usually you have to order it at the beginning of the meal so they can prepare it. How did you manage to come up with a recipe and the chemistry to make it happen so quickly and so good?
It actually took a year to formulate the recipe to make sure that it rose in the microwave and in the oven just perfectly. So it's a well-tested recipe, and it's just something that you just have to try.
Now, not that I can imagine anybody not liking chocolate, but you also have an alternative, right?
Yes, well, we have a lemon poppy seed. We also have a gluten-free, and we have our salted caramel. So we have four great flavors.
Where did this idea come from, and what had you been doing prior to this this concoction?
I marketed entertainment products, and my first love was baking, and I teamed up with my colleague, and we said we wanted to do something, and we created something that we think is very special.
The other aspect of this is how you package the product, that you have some special people working with you.
Yes, actually, that was another thing. We wanted to, when we started a business, we wanted to have a social responsibility aspect. So we actually recruited the people from ARC, that's Men and Women with Disabilities. They hand-pack, they fulfill, they ship everything that we do, and they're our partners, and they're just a true asset to our company.
Now, the product is technically called what?
My Cup of Cake.
And your company is called?
A Sprinkle and a Dash. All products can be found at asprinkleandadash.com.
Have you had good luck at getting placement of the product in some stores?
Yes, we have. We're actually in Neiman Marcus stores. We're in small specialty stores. We're in actually a big box store this holiday, so we're actually growing nicely.
So tell me the actual concept. It's a package of a mix of some sort, and it comes in a regular China cup, right?
Actually, it's a porcelain cup. It's 16 ounces, and you pour the mix, you add water, stir, and in about 2 minutes, you have a chocolate souffle that you're enjoying.
What are your plans for the future? Do you have another product line extension out there somewhere?
Yes, there's always ideas out there. You know, we make gourmet confections that are fun, fast, and easy to make. We've actually now have it in a stand-up pouch, so you make it in your own cup at home.
Is that a good concept, of giving this to somebody for a special gift?
Yes, it's the perfect gift. The person loves it and remembers the cup always. Yeah, it's a great gift.
And is it available as like refills? Can you get a box of just the mix itself?
Sure, you can always buy a refill. It's very easy. You just go online. So once you have the cup, you can always have those refills around for those late night cravings.
Well, I have too many of those. I think I'd have to keep it under lock and key. Tell the listeners how they can find more information about your company and your products.
It's so easy. You just go to asprinkleandadash.com and you'll find our whole array of products.
Sounds good. Smells good. Thanks for coming. Hope you have a great fancy food show.
Oh, thank you so much. We will.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.